This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Solstice with tarot readings and taking your calls coming up next, right after these announcements.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the third annual 2013 Closer Electronic Music Festival, which starts June 20th. Closer PDX is hosting this cutting-edge electronic music and dance festival with an unparalleled selection of local and regional talent and labels. The Closer Electronic Music Festival is being held on the inner sides of East and West Portland at many different venues. From the kickoff at Crush on June 20th to the closer at Selwood Riverfront on June 23rd, there will be more than 50 performers and special guests. More information and tickets for this KBOO-sponsored event may be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Our listeners in Corvallis and Albany will be happy to hear that we have replaced the failed translator and installed a brand new translator. KBOO's new frequency for Corvallis, Albany, and Philomath is 104.3.
Station Navigator Report, June 14th, 2013. Recently, I announced a renewed effort to both survey the community to better understand what they want and need from their community radio station and to recruit many more financially supporting and voting members. Today, we launched the first survey in this campaign. True to KBOO's mandate to serve the underserved, and knowing that thousands in the greater Portland metro area have no access to progressive talk radio since the demise of KPOJ last winter, we are asking the question, would you like to hear the Tom Hartman Show Monday through Friday on KBOO? What does this mean in terms of airtime to meet the needs of the outcast liberal progressives in Portland? 15 hours out of the 168 hours, KBOO is on the air each week. Please go to kboo.fm and look for Tom Hartman on KBOO, then take this two-question survey. If you are not currently a member, please join us today. Pass the link along to others. We need to hear from the entire community if we are to make informed decisions. Please understand that this is only an informational gathering survey to guide possible future programming changes. Please contact me if you have questions or concern. My door is always open. This has been KBOO Station Manager, Development Director, Executive Director, and Ever Watchful Navigator, Lynn Fitch. Thanks.
Passion is the healer, desire cracks open the gate. If you're ready, it will take you through. And nothing lasts forever. Time is the destroyer, the wheel turns again and again. Watch out, it will take you through. And nothing dies forever. Nature is the renewer, the wheel turns again and again. If you're ready, it will take you through. Where there's fear, there is power. Passion is the healer. Desire cracks open the gate. If you're ready, it will take you through. And nothing lasts forever. Time is the destroyer. The wheel turns again and again. Watch out, it will take you through. And nothing dies forever. Nature is the renewer. The wheel turns again and again. When you're ready, it will take you through. Where there's fear, there is power. Passion is the healer. Desire cracks open the gate. If you're ready, it will take you through. And nothing lasts forever. Time is the destroyer. The wheel turns again and again. Watch out, it will take you through. And nothing dies forever. Nature is the renewer. The wheel turns again and again. When you're ready, it will take you through. When you're ready, it will take you through. When you're ready, it will take you through.
And good morning. Good morning. It is 5 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning, and you are listening to Progressive Talk Radio here in the Portland area and, well, everywhere in the universe, where you can get us online at kboo.fm. I'm Ani.
I'm Lynn, and I want folks to know that I've posted a little something on our Facebook page in case you wonder what the definition, you're confused at all about what the definition of a progressive is, something we've been doing here at KBOO Talk Radio for 20 years. So it's by a little something from Organic Consumers Union, and it's right there on our Facebook page for everyone to read it. So,
and how can people find that then, Lynn?
They can go to the Facebook, our Facebook page at Positively Revolt.
So that would be facebook.com/
Positively Revolting.
In fact, where you can like us.
And do that.
Because we like to be liked.
Yeah.
happy solstice, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
It is the solstice.
On to fun things.
It is the high point of energy. And I think it's a good time to focus energy and think about our manifestations. This is that manifestation time of year. So as we have gone.
Boy, howdy, as you would say.
As we have visioned, as we have brought our thoughts into focus over the dreamier periods of the winter, the dark, 6 months ago, of course, being the shortest day of the year, the night of great dreaming, of great visioning. And those visions are nourished and brought into fruition at this time of year, the time of high energy. This is the time to really make manifest those things that you feel important in your life. You can do that at a personal level. You can do it at the political level. You can do it at the meta level. Most of us live in all three realms. So think about that. Into the fall, 6 weeks from now, we welcome Lammas Day. And that is the first harvests. That is when you actually gain the fruits of your labors,
I always think of llamas traipsing through the fields, just dancing through the fields. I know, it's wrong, but that's what I think of when I think of llamas.
I like dancing llamas gathering our first fruits. Okay, so as the vision of dancing llamas plays in your head, it is this time that we sort of put the finishing touches on. This is that manifestation period of intensity. Highest of energy, high energy point here in, of course, the Northern Hemisphere. And this is, think about that solar energizer as our batteries recharge. I know it's a little overcast today. Actually, we've been really blessed in the last many years. I've noticed that summer solstice, it could be any weather before or after, but summer solstice has always been bright and sunny. Today in Portland, maybe not so much, though I've heard later on it's supposed to.
I'm not pouring down rain.
But know that energy is still there, that solar energizer. We can really find the fullness of our season, the fullness of ourselves. So that is the backdrop upon which we offer looking at the stars, looking at Tarot, mini readings coming right up. But Lynn has a little astrological overview, do you not?
Of the solstice, which mm-hmm. is sort of this. This chart was done by Maria Desmond, and she talks about what summer solstice is. Look, it's like a portal to what the summer is going to be like. And the most immediate aspect that really stands out this year is Mercury and Venus, both in Cancer. It's a conjunction. And Mercury will be in this shadow phase of preparing to turn retrograde. The actual retrograde happens on the 26th. but it's so close to the summer solstice, we're going to feel the effects of it throughout all the summer. Mercury's sort of the shadow is imprinted in the entire summer solstice chart at this particular time. What does this mean exactly? For one thing, Mercury and Venus together are about promising, grateful, and affectionate communication. From her mouth. The aspect favors business and domestic communication in particular, but also it kind of requires us to express our most tender, heartfelt sentiment to others. Conversations can be emotionally satisfying this summer. With the other things that are going on, it's about heavy-duty transformation. That you can't predict and decide, okay, this is what I want. Things are going to have to be let go of. You can't say, this is it. This is what I want to let go of, because this involves Pluto. And, it's what's best for us that tends to happen in that. So anyway, but the shadow element of Mercury in the picture, we can also surmise that we'll spend at least part of the summer going back to unfinished emotional or domestic conversations from the past. If a decision needs to be revised from early summer months is when it'll happen. Emotional closure is possible through revisiting dialogue from the past. As we all know, that's how that works. She's saying it's going to be a wet summer. Part of that is we've got a grand trine between the Sun in Cancer, Saturn in Scorpio, and Neptune in Pisces around July 17th. And this is a very sentimental, intuitive energy in the air, and we expect the summer months to be emotionally intense ride. Like it's not now. Fortunately, it appears there's a happy ending if we can confront emotional debris in our lives this summer, especially if it has to do with the past. So she's saying that if you need to have a conversation with someone, this is a time that sometimes that just happens whether you want it to or not, if things build up. But anyway, that's a little something I wanted to pass along before we get going on people's own personal reading.
Sort of looking at the meta again.
The meta again, yes.
We love that. We love that about you. well, welcome then, dear callers. This is your moment to go ahead, give us a call, and let us know what's on your mind, what you would like to focus on at the solstice time. And of course, you too can get your mini tarot and astro reading. Lynn gasps.
Facebook just not Facebook.
Your wireless?
My email. Did my wireless just go away?
Oh, we don't know. Well, we'll forge ahead even without computers. That's what I'm going to say. So we can go back to the old-fashioned way of doing things, because I'm not sure that the newfangled way of doing things is working for us this morning. Let's go ahead and look at, again, the ideas that grow and shift. At this time of year, as Lynn was saying, that conversations can be very satisfying. But again, looking at that, the water trine coming up, staying centered in the heart is, I think, a really important and key time for
Bad.
For the solstice in general, for summer solstice, because it tends to, as we have a lot of energy, as we have boundless energy, it tends to keep us a little bit more centered in compassion. And I think compassion is always an important element to bring in and to work with, especially as you're doing manifestation work. You know, what it is that we want in our communities, in our lives, in our own backyards. That's what I think.
Okay, well, I'm still getting internet on my phone so I can do charge, but I don't seem to be having any luck with Mr. Gmail.
Yeah, well, fancy that. We're just going to have to move on. I know, it's shocking, but what were you saying about Pluto and you don't get to choose what to give up? So at this moment, Lynn and I are giving up wireless connections to the universe. Look at you with your fancy gadgets.
I know.
Yeah, well, I'm remembering my past. That's what I'm doing.
All right. Yeah, whatever.
but, you know, in that way, the show does go on. So I'm looking at our engineer and beaming. Yes, in fact, we have a caller. And I'm just going to go ahead and wing it. Good morning. Good morning, Julie. You're on the air.
Good good morning, and I love your bright summer energy, which I think happens every single Friday of the year. So thank you so, so very much.
Oh, you're thank welcome. You. And so,
what can we do for you?
I don't know what kind of technology you're using or anything like that. I'm happy with anything old-fashioned as well. And I would love to have a tarot reading.
Well, fabulous. And let me do that for you then. So the way I should always throw out there, the way I do tarot, I've been reading cards since I was 16, which, gosh, come next month is 31 years ago. And I don't believe that the future is predictable. In much the same way I look at all of the energy work that I do, it is energy is moving. Energy is constantly in flux. Energy is always malleable. And so in much that way, I don't believe in predestiny. So I don't believe that, unlike Hollywood movies might have it, I don't tell the future, but I do let you know energetically what's going on that you might want to look at and either avoid or take advantage of in those ways. So that's a little of my philosophy of card reading. And
sounds good.
Excellent. And with that, let's see what you have. Okay. What we have is a time of intense transformation, but also a whole lot of love, a whole lot of bonding, a whole lot of beauty. So you have the card of the Lovers. This is a card that really talks about feeling a deep connection to beauty that surrounds you, to all the delights that Aphrodite has to offer, to sensuality, of course, but also to feeling immersed in compassion, in passion, and in beauty. And then you have the Crone of Flames, which is the card of Caradwyn's Cauldron. If you want to look at things mythically, it is the card of absolute transformation at a will level. Now, looking at a spiritual sort of moment of getting it, of seeing through, of, again, that deep connection and knowing that you have the power within yourself to remake yourself.
Okay.
And knowing that, really knowing that those that surround you, that you feel kinship with, that you feel those deep connections with, that those connections are very important to nurture, and that together, you know, the sum of the parts are greater than what's that phrase? The sum of the whole is greater than the parts involved. I'll have to look that up later. Anyway, but you get what I mean, whether I can remember the cliche or not, that together you have such affinity that you are stronger together than any of you are individually acting on your own. So, and again, deep connection, deep compassion. I'm just seeing all the way through.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. And you are so welcome. Thank you so much for your call this morning.
Okay. All the best to you for a whole year of wonderfulness.
All right. Many blessings. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
And so
I think we have...
I think we should also give out that phone number. I don't know that we've done that yet. But it hasn't slowed them down.
It hasn't slowed them down at all. The number to call for your mini Astro Tarot reading is 503-231-8187.
That's the
Didn't
number to call.
Didn't give my number out at all. Okay.
Oh, look. It's working again.
I know.
Oh, it's the wonders of life.
Uh-huh.
You can also, like we were saying before, like us on our Facebook page. We'll be able to see it sometime today. We're sure of it. And you can do that at facebook.com/positivelyrevolting. You can also email us at Gmail, where you can find us as positivelyrevolting@gmail.com. Of course, on the KBOO website, kboo.fm/positivelyrevolting. You may notice a trend there. All right. So we have Francesca on the line. Good morning, Francesca. You're on the
air.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a little nervous, but do you need, like, date of birth or place?
That would be really helpful.
If you want
date,
the astrological
place, and time.
Section.
Okay,
yeah.
February 3rd, 1968, Wilmington, Ohio.
Do you know what time?
Like, probably 4:40 a.m.
That's pretty good. I'll go
sense,
with 4:40.
Still like a night owl, sort of.
I have no such excuse. All right, so Lynn is plugging in her facts and figures there into her hoop-de-doo, and I can lay out a couple of cards for you in the meantime.
Okay.
So what we have... This is a time of really sorting out what you and actually looking at what you do have and seeing the flow of things, seeing that in fact there is enough. Sometimes scarcity comes into play. Sometimes feeling like there is only so much love. There is only so much affinity. There is only so much material comfort. There is only so much. And that perhaps you've been shorted in some ways.
Uh-huh.
But it's important to realize that if you focus on the short on the shortness, if you focus on the shortcomings, that's the word I want,
okay.
That it will effectively block the flow for the present and the future. It sticks you into the past, and it sort of creates this it's, you know, I always see it, I'm kind of a visual energy kind of gal, and I always see it as like a cotton candy field where you know, this sort of past sort of disappointments and you know, poor things that have happened, bad things that have happened, are really kind of holding you isolated from really participating in the now.
Uh-huh.
So it's important to let things flow. It's important to remember that actually the more you give, the more you get, that is one of those laws of the universe. Not to say that everyone needs to give till they're depleted, because it's the flow. You give and you get. And that's how you know, you're doing it right. It's, again, important to focus on open heart and to look at your creative self right now, to see if there's something that has been sort of holding you back and keeping you from fully enjoying what is now. See if there's something you can do to creatively express that, to help yourself work through that.
Okay.
To, you know, to write, to pound clay, to...
I used to be a painter for a very long time, but I'm doing farming and small scale.
But I bet you're doing it creatively.
Gardening.
I was
going to,
you know, farming and gardening is way creative. I mean, that's bringing forth life, right? There is no more creative than that.
And it's artful. I mean, I like to give my garden that way.
Absolutely.
You have to think of you're doing 5 million things at once simultaneously.
Right.
In terms of that element.
Oh, absolutely.
But so, I think what, I mean, I'm just a little concerned because I've been barking about moving to a, you know, sunnier, warmer climate that might not be that great for farming because New Mexico is going under drought big time.
Right.
And I'm doing what I can here. And I'm getting older, and I'm sick of talking about it, but yet, you know, it's like time is like a runaway train once you hit your 40s, to me.
Yeah, no, it is. It's not just to you.
Right, I'd like to do something before my ARF card shows up in the mail. So.
You know, right. I think, again, what I'm seeing is really looking at, if you're looking at that kind of move, looking at it from, again, the most positive. What is it that you're developing and growing as opposed to things that you're turning away from? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I see. So you've got the sun in the fifth house, so you have to do creative things.
Oh, okay.
That's all there is to it. And if you don't, you're going to be dissatisfied. But as an Aquarian, you like big picture things. And sometimes those details, daily details, can kind of, they just get in the way, don't they?
Yeah, I guess. And plus, what a hellacious year to be born. My God. So.
No, 1968 was a great year. I loved that year.
Okay.
It was, well, it made me think change was always going to be happening in a certain way that was not great. But and you've just got, this is a good time for you to be thinking about career. You've got Cancer on the midheaven, which is, it can be career, how people see you. And we have so many planets and asteroids right now that are centering on that. So this is, I'm sure you're feeling that. That's one reason you may be feeling that urgency. That's not going to go on forever, but for a while. I mean, are you I think of George O'Keefe in New Mexico when I think of you at this particular time. I don't, maybe painting again. I don't.
Yeah, that's come up.
Aha.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But I love in the dirt. God, I read some study like that people, there's some bacteria in the soil that when kids are raised, you know, it just increases serotonin, dopamine, and just like,
yeah.
I kind of get it now, but it's a good thing.
Well, to me, that's yeah. something people always should be doing. If you can combine your art with the soil, lots of folks do. There's nothing, and you know, things do grow in New Mexico. It's just very different than here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm starting to feel like my, like, you know, really good connections and where I'm at, but then when you're, I don't know, I think I'm just meant to be a Mediterranean background. I just really thrive more in the sun, unfortunately.
Well, I don't think that's unfortunate
necessarily. Maybe I could do half and half, maybe half the year.
Wouldn't we all love
like
that?
Persephone and
right.
something.
I have to admit, I'm looking at much the same choices myself in my
well,
life.
Well, or...
Okay.
And yeah, and as somebody who's bored about 2 years before you, it's, you know, again, that runaway train and feeling like, well, gosh, I better do something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling that.
Well...
So you're in good company.
Thank you.
Which has to do with... your time of life, too, that, you know.
The mid-40s O-Jeeps?
Uh-huh.
That's what I call
well,
it. The mid-40s O-Jeeps, period.
It's Uranus opposition, and then their Chiron square comes up to that, and it's where, because the part of that time of life, too, is that when you're in your 20s and 30s, you just reinvent and start over all the time.
Yeah.
Especially Americans do, and those that can. And once you hit your 40s, it's like you've got a well of knowledge that you don't necessarily have to start over. It's time to take some of those things you've learned and put them in, maybe into other uses, but to know that it's not always about that. Changing doesn't always have to be starting completely over, but to
okay.
take some of your wisdom. That's part of you start actually having a little bit, people do in their 40s, because I think most Americans are in adolescence till at least their Saturn return in the 30s.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, some
okay.
farther than that. If that does that answer any questions
yeah,
for you?
Yeah, it does. It does. Thank you so much. I didn't know that much detailed info about my chart, so thanks you guys.
I had it all
Thank
here.
You for calling.
Thanks, Francesca.
Good luck, dear.
Thanks.
And happy solstice. And I want to remind people, you are listening to Positively Revolting. This is that, you know, progressive talk show that does encourage you to, well, find the positivity and do it. Make your community stronger. Live your lives in a way that, you know, could be revolting. Yeah, I'd say, to the status quo. So, let's go ahead and I should mention, you can like us on Facebook and follow us all week long. That's facebook.com/positivelyrevolting. You could also email us and stay in touch that way, positivelyrevolting@gmail.com. You can call the air room right now and try to get in for a mini tarot reading and astro forecasty looking at thing. And you could do that at 503-231-8187. And we have Stevie Ray on the line next. Good morning, Stevie Ray. You're
I can't
on
believe
the
I
air.
Don't have your chart in there somewhere, Stevie Ray, but I don't. Haven't you done this before?
No, this is my very first
Okay, good.
Ever.
You just call a lot, so I was thinking maybe I had. Good.
Yeah, it's been like a year since I've called in.
Yeah, aww. I was going to say, I haven't heard from you lately. Good morning, and happy solstice.
Yeah, thanks. So it sounded like the lady previously gave you her birthday.
Yeah.
Would that be helpful?
That's helpful for the astrological
birthday,
components, for sure.
Birthday, place, and time, if you've got it.
August 5th of 82, and I was born in Olympia, Washington.
There we go.
And I believe it was around 10:15-ish.
All right, that's good enough.
Morning or evening?
Evening.
Evening.
Okay, 10:15-ish.
All right. And
and this is my very first reading, so I don't know what to expect.
Really? Well,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, ask a question, and
you can either ask a question or not. If you ask, it's a little bit more, you yourself may find a little bit more focus in the answer. If you just leave it to the cards, you can figure out how they apply to whichever circumstance it is.
There's always, what do I need to know right now? That's a question.
That's
I
always
tend
a question.
Ask,
that's a good one.
Yes, what do I need to know right now in relation to communicating with past friends?
Okay.
Ba-boing.
That's an excellent question, yes. In fact. All right. So in just one moment. Yeah, I always feel like I really do need a little theme song for my shuffling habits.
Da, da, da,
So what I have is focusing on the connection that you had, approaching it from it was better when we were together sort of thing. Not, you know, I don't know the circumstances, but really focusing on, as you're approaching them, on the positivity of your relationship, of the times that you were able to work together to achieve, you know, good things, whether that was just emotional support and witnessing of each other's lives, or whether it was a real sort of tangible thing, focus on that. Be humble. Approaching the communication in a way that says you have a lot to learn. And probably they do too, but maybe you don't need to mention that right off the bat. But approaching it as somebody who is wanting this connection or seeking this reconnection and is trying to find out how to go about doing it, as opposed to sort of abruptly assuming that you can approach it in this way or that. Ask the other person what they need in the situation as well, and share what you need, you know, and really do approach it as though you're both learning about each other at a deeper level, because that's really kind of what's happening after a schism. You know, to reconnect is often to deepen the connection if it's going to work at all. And then also knowing that there is a pretty good part for spirituality to play, and that you can really kind of, I don't know if you meditate or if you have any kind of practice like that, walking meditation, but a way to clear yourself so that the right thing to do at the right time can come through to you.
Yeah, that's when I try to connect with him most, when I'm meditating.
Yeah.
I meant past, like as in having passed on.
Oh, uh-huh. Right. Well, in that case, yeah, learner. That would make a lot of sense as to why the priestess card came up. Okay. So, yeah, the card of the learner, it's really about, again, approaching in humility and taking quiet time to allow that to come through, allow that connection to have voice, right? If you don't have regular meditative practice, I don't know why this is, but I just keep coming up with...
I'll tell you in a minute.
I keep coming up with that I think you would do very well with walking meditation. So long walks in the woods, walking labyrinths, long walks by a river, a way to move and clear out the chatter as a way to invite this person in to connect with you again, to talk to you again.
Do a lot of long bike rides.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. That could absolutely do it.
Tis the season.
And so over to you, Lynn.
Yeah. as far as connecting with, to having a conversation with someone from the past, of course, I was talking about that as those sort of things are up for everyone this summer. And for you, you have all the stuff in Cancer in your eighth house right now, the sun, Mercury, Venus, some asteroids, Athena, which Athena is, you know, she came out of the head of Zeus. It's the very sort of intellectual feminine energy. And that is an excellent opportunity to have. That's why you're, you know, having urges to have a conversation with someone from the past. And I would say it's an excellent time to do that. That, you know, jumps out at me more than anything else in your chart, though. I can see why standing, any sort of meditation, letting go. You've got just all kinds of Scorpio going on and Sag together in the sort of personal quadrant of your chart. So Tai Chi would also be really good for you.
Oh, cool. I've never done that before.
Well, it's a standing meditation. And it's really great for people who, when it's also, it, you know, moves your chi around, it's good for your body, but it's excellent for people who have a hard time doing sitting meditation. That's why when I was taking Tai Chi, lots of people were in the class going, well, I can't sit and meditate, but I can do this. So so anyway, that's my recommendation. And yes, good time for conversation.
Man, you guys are awesome. You hit it right in the head. It seems like the path that I was already kind of on my way is returning to old meditative ways.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely confirmation. So I really appreciate it.
Wonderful. Happy solstice to you.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Thanks, Ray.
Bye-bye. And I think coming up next, we have Joseph on the line. Good morning, Joseph. You're on the air.
Good morning. Let's see. My birth date is 8/3/58, and the time was 1:58 in the afternoon in Detroit.
The mistake by the lake. I'm from Chicago. That's what we used to always say. It's not nothing personal.
I was going to say, that's just
Sorry,
a little blurty, isn't
I know,
it?
I know. I lived in Pontiac, which is a suburb around there for a long time.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid.
She's a good Midwestern gal, she is. Well, good morning then. And while Lynn plugs in numbers into devices, I shuffle and narrate the process so that we don't have dead air. And with that...
The last two calls were right on for me, actually. They spoke a lot to, you know, kind of my whole, you know... not dilemma, just kind of being.
Mm-hmm.
And so is there like a greater arc of everything that's going on for everybody all at the same time?
Yeah, I talked about that earlier. There is a grand trine in water this summer. There's a lot of, it is very drippy up in the universe right now. And it's a big time with Mercury going retrograde in a water sign. The sun's in a water sign. We're going to have in July a grand trine between Saturn, Neptune, and Saturn, Neptune, in the sun. So, not the sun. Sorry, I'm forgetting because I'm doing charts. But anyway, there's a big grand trine this summer, and it's in water, and it's a time to have that conversation with someone that you've been needing to have a conversation with. Which can, if people are open, and it's a big time for compassion, people are going to hopefully feel a little more compassion. It can possibly happen. I would be for it.
Okay. Yep.
Go on, Ani.
All right. So then, what I have for you, and you know, I agree. It's often, and I find this every time we do this kind of program, there are overarching themes that it's like, oh, we're all, look at that, reflections of each other, and we grow together. And the more we realize that, and the more we can actually. Bring that into our conscious selves, the more compassion I believe that we can have for each other and the more compassion we can have for ourselves. Because we're all just wiggling in the same petri dish. So what I have for you is And there's been perhaps something that's been a bit traumatic, a bit shocking, a bit loss, especially looking at pragmatic situations. You know, a friend of mine I was traveling with once drew this card and abruptly lost their money belt and passport. That sort of thing.
I just got broken into the other day, lost my computer and a couple of my
There you go. I was like, this is almost always like that kind of thing, almost always like something being stolen or lost in a big way.
And then just like kind of things of, from like the last 10 years, I've just been taking like hit after hit. And you just go like, ah.
Right.
You know, how many more hits can I take?
Never ask that question.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not where your focus needs to be.
I guess I can take a lot because I'm really resilient, actually.
Well, that's good,
right?
Never ask that question. That's a very good question.
You don't need to invite it. The universe has a sick sense of humor. This is what I've noticed. So, so this is actually, it's causing you to be a bit unsettled, though, at the moment. And so looking at what you can do to bring back sort of a calm state, like grounding and centering, because you are resilient. But right now you're kind of running on surplus energy. So it's important to ground and center and to reconnect, knowing that, yeah, you have the strength within you to weather these setbacks and to weather these sort of constant hits, but it's not the world you want to live in, right? So grounding and centering, and knowing that there is something that you can do to start to shift this. And again, it's a card I've gotten a couple other times today, the Two of Flames, which is about bringing forth your creative passion, looking at somehow or another, finding that time to express what you need to express creatively, bringing that into your life in balance. Again, drawing, writing, painting, drumming, any creative outlet like that, and how that can help to keep you grounded and keep you energized instead of sort of just running on the adrenals because of all the hits you've been taking lately.
Yep. Wow.
And I get the feeling that adrenals are what you run on a lot anyway. You have there's this pole between the very top of a person's chart and the very bottom, and that tends to be, it's sort of symbolized in like the spinal cord of the chart, and it has a lot to do with your nervous system. And you've got Gemini on your midheaven and Sag on your and that's Jupiter too at the bottom of the chart. So you tend to just sort of run a lot of energy. I would run a lot of sort of electrical, blah, and you're Leo, so you've got a lot of energy anyway. But this might be a time, especially if you're finding that things like being broken into and those sort of really sharp takeaway things, those very sort of sharp losses, are a really good, as Ani said, a very good time to ground. And I just keep getting drawn to the stuff you have in Taurus, because Taurus is a real, and that's ports of fortune. So in the eighth house, I can't like put my finger on it exactly, because this is a mini reading and I got 2 seconds to look at this. But eighth house has to do with like really, it has to do with not just secretive things and other people's money and inheritances and things like that, but also just, it also is your, you know, sort of subconscious mind. So things you can do to ground, to be steady. I'm going to bring up for all, we have people this morning who like to move around a lot, so I'm going to bring up Tai Chi again, because it's an excellent grounder for people that...
Yeah, I do all of that stuff. I do music, I do art, and I do Qigong, which is a lot like healing art of Tai Chi.
Oh, yeah, Qigong is fabulous. But if you're, like I'm saying, if you're getting broken into, what tends to... it's like just really learn to center and I don't know. That's just what I've... It's anecdotal stuff on my part. But a lot of times it has to do with... oh yeah. So Saturn is going through your second house. So you could be, and it's in Scorpio right now. So things could be being removed that you don't need anymore. Now I wouldn't say that about a computer, but
just
pay attention and be very mindful to ask for what you really want, and don't, and putting negatives in front of it, Like, right. Instead of talking about what you don't want, talk about what you want.
Okay, great. Instead of saying, I hate Facebook and I don't want to be on Facebook, I'd rather have more time doing my stuff that I like.
There you go.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, just because, yeah. You know, our subconscious mind does not really relate to negatives.
Right.
And it's funny how the universe finds a way to limit your Facebook time.
Yeah.
Always a good thing. Unless you're going to the Positively Revolting page, of course. That's a different story.
thank you so much.
You're welcome,
thank
Joseph.
Thank you. Take good care. Happy solstice.
Happy solstice.
And again, you are listening to Positively Revolting. I'm Ani. I'm here with Lynn. It's about 8:45 in the morning, which means we've got 15 minutes left.
This show has gone fast.
It's, you know, it's the fastest hour in all of history, I swear.
fastest hour in radio.
So, but in the meantime, let's go ahead and talk to John. Good morning, John. You're on the air.
Good morning, ladies. How are you today?
We're doing just fine.
Good. All solstice-y.
I'm learning more this morning. It's funny. I was at DEQ getting tags the other day, and this is the station that they were listening. Well, you know, we're all kind of subject to that.
Yeah. And they had KBOO on at the DMV?
They did. It was you guys were rocking some bluegrass.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
I really like bluegrass and country and folk in that context. And so I switched. You know, so I've been listening to your guys' radio station for off and on for about a week.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And welcome to KBOO. We're community radio. We're a little different here, as you've probably noticed.
I have noticed. You're a little. That's kind of selling yourself short.
Well, we've been around for 45 years. This is our 45th birthday month, actually.
Oh, wow.
And welcome to the family. We are listener-supported community radio. We have bluegrass every Saturday morning. We have all manner of music, as you are discovering, and progressive talk radio at 8:00, 5 days a week. Democracy Now! You can hear it all here on KBOO. So, welcome, John. What were you interested in checking into this morning?
Well, there's a whole lot of change going on in my life. I'm about to turn 35. My birthday is June 29th, 1978. I'm sorry, I was looking for my birth certificate. I couldn't quite find it. I don't have the time of day for you.
Where was that?
This is here in Portland, Oregon.
Ah, you're another native Portlander.
Yes, I am.
Do you have any feeling if it was morning or evening?
I know my mom was in labor. I was a month late, and she was in labor for like a day and a half.
Poor booby.
I did not want to come out.
Yeah.
I had grown too large, or I don't know what the reason, but she always reminds me I was a pain.
Thanks, Mom.
Yes.
So you don't have any feeling if it was morning or evening?
If it was evening, it would have been like late evening into early morning. You know, that would be my guess, but I could be wrong.
Okay. I'd go ahead and say, we'll just say you don't know for all intents and purposes. It's funny, I also was a month late, actually, and I've only heard that story a couple of times, so... But I always figured, you know, it was the middle of the Vietnam War. I was just like not too much in a hurry. And I have to say that whole procrastination and being late thing has held on for me for my whole life. I don't know about you, John, but that was just the start of a bunch of trends, I think, myself.
I've been told that I do things in my own time frame.
That's exactly it. We have a different sense of time, don't we?
Well, sometimes I'm early and sometimes I'm very late.
Yeah.
But it's my timeline.
This would be funny if you both have Saturn in Pisces. A fluid sense of time.
I
know you do. I'm seeing if John does.
Well, so I throw cards as Lynn plugs in numbers, and this is what I have for you. It's looking at compassion. There is, man, I tell you, this morning is all about compassion. Compassion and meditation. but for you, compassion. What we have is the Nine of Cups, which is a card that talks about really having gotten to a place where you can absolutely fully understand your heart And knowing that as you are looking at whatever transitions you're looking at, it's really your heart, it's really your emotional self that you need to be paying some attention to right now. You have pretty good achievements in this area. And there's conflict that's sort of in the middle of cards that talk about joy and compassion and connection. So you have the Nine of Cups, again, looking at really understanding yourself at a heart level, looking at being able to have that flow of compassion for all. And then it gets into conflict, which is about diametrically opposed wills. It doesn't even have to be an externalized conflict. It can be a conflict within your own self, and sometimes those are the hardest to settle out. It's not really about a right and wrong thing. It's just about will opposition. So we come out of that card and we get back into the Ten of Cups, which talks about ultimately the ecstasy, the joy, the pure heart connection that is available to us. And so it's just, there's a bit of incongruency there, right? But what I'm seeing is staying centered in the heart, staying centered in the lessons of connection and the loved ones that you are surrounded with is going to really inform you about how you're dealing with the transition or the conflicts that are also present in your life. Sometimes it's good to really look at them intellectually. Sometimes it's good to just go, you know, work it out, sort of puzzling it through. Sometimes people like to do kinetic things to sort of solve this sort of stuff when it comes up for them. You, right now, at this time, going deep into the heart, going deep into love, that is really going to be your best guide at this time through this transition or conflict.
Is this love in a general sense, or love in a relationship and romantic sense?
I see it love in a general sense, actually.
That's actually quite the relief.
Okay. That's not usually the answer I get coming back really? At me when I say that, but I'm happy that that's quite the relief. This is more, it's more internal love, it's self-love, and it's also being able to take the love of solid friends and family in a flow, not focused on any one person, but knowing that there is deep connection, that there's self-love, there's universal love, and that you are in the flow of that.
So what do you think the source of the conflict is if I'm happy it's not romantic love?
He's asking the hard questions.
I know, right? You know, when this card comes up, occasionally it's external, but almost always there's a little internalized struggle going on where you're just not sure, where you're fighting with yourself, where past and future selves are sort of meeting and trying to figure out how you're going to do or face things. That's often what I find with this card. In which case, again, let love be your guide.
That's a hard one for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's extremely hard because I love pretty freely and willingly. And
he's a Gemini. Though it's happy birthday, by the way.
Gemini?
No, you're a Cancer.
No, not this year, not that year. It depends on the year.
Didn't he say June 29th?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wrote down 21st because my loopy boop on the 9 was not right. Sorry.
So Lynn's going to be plugging in more numbers, and you and I are going to be talking.
All right, Mr.
I've
Cancer
got,
guy.
As another Cancer who I have to say loves freely and love, I love people.
Where's his Gemini?
I think people are great.
It often gets misinterpreted.
It does.
I have people that I consider to be my friends, and then they take it to a romantic level. And what I have a difficult time communicating is this is how I treat my friends, and these are things that I would do for anyone that I consider to be a worthwhile and true friend.
Mm-hmm.
And that love doesn't have to mean, you know,
partnering off
Yeah, right. Right. It doesn't have to be.
Because we all know it's never having to say you're sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh.
No, I mean that totally sarcastically.
You know, I get you. And it's an interesting thing. I think that also don't necessarily, there can be a tendency to say, well, I love on this level, but then the actual very close intimacy that one has with a lover or lovers can, sometimes it can be a dodge to avoid that. And so I just, you know, I put that out there too, as somebody who, you know, with our 2.5 minute conversation, I'm like, wow, I can so relate. I just want to put it out there that it's important to make sure that there's not an avoidance of that kind of closeness and intimacy. It's that there is a tendency towards this effusive love. And you know, I got to say, there's no reason, excuse me, monogamy doesn't always work for people. And I'm somebody who really monogamy doesn't work for. And I've never cheated on anyone. I'm very upfront about that because I love people. And that's just sort of where things are at. So I want to put that out there, too.
I come from a very traditional and rigid and conservative background, but it's been peppered with meditation and Tai Chi and massage therapy and energy work. And so there's been this huge conflict in my life. And I'm at a point now where I'm retired from that rigid structure, and I'm actually free to explore these other things that have been in my life, but I've had to kind of keep them tempered and keep them on the back burner.
Right.
Well,
right.
Yes. You are a watery fellow.
And that
has to do with boundaries. A lot of Ani's laughing over here.
How similar are our charts?
Well, no. He's got the Sun, Jupiter, Mercury, and Mercury all in Cancer, and then Venus in Leo. So it's all very. It's reminding me of someone else I know a little bit more. Venus and Saturn in Leo. So there's maybe attachment feels just too structured for you, and it's feels. Because I know with cancers too, it's always like that. You guys have that lovely little shell that you're very afraid people will be able to hurt you because you're very sensitive people. But having Venus and Saturn so close together can really make love attachments just seem too restrictive, and that's an issue that you get to work on. Lucky you.
Lucky me.
And then you got Mars in Virgo, so it's like you're very picky anyway about what goes on, and people could think of you as a little bit crabby and nitpicky about things.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not that I'm not saying there is, but some folks are.
I want a lot, but I'm picky about what I want.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what she said.
Know thyself. You know what they had on the entrance to the temple in Delphi was know thyself. So it's very important. And listen, all this stuff is in water this summer. It's a really good time for you to explore emotions and think about what you want more.
So I have I've recently come outside of my shell because I want people. I'm a very, very private person. And I have, and even people that are closest to me really do not understand me. They understand what I show them, and I have come to a point.
That's all they can understand.
It's all they can, but I've come to a point where I actually want people to know me because I've been hiding for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a social outcast. I'm not. Well, it depends on your definition.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to have some people that know me that really do that are willing to,
right.
to know me.
And you know how that happens, don't you?
Tell me, please.
Revealing. You have to reveal who you are before people can know who that is, and then you have to feel okay about that.
And it kind of gets into that intimacy issue I mentioned earlier.
It's very confusing for people because I'm not a simple person.
Nobody is.
I was going to say that's true for all of us.
I'm a horribly rigid combat veteran who has processed and suffered a lot of severe trauma.
Yeah.
And I'm also a skilled and gifted healer because of the things that I learned.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, you are helping us segue into the vet show.
It's true. Well. And we do have to let you go now, but there's actually, I would recommend you look up the Mosaic Project, Michael Mead, who is...
I've been taking copious notes, so...
Okay, cool. No. Michael Mead is...
MosaicVoices.org.
Good.
Michael Mead does amazing work with vets.
And the Wounded Healer is an archetype that he works with quite a lot. And you may get something out of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
has
workshops
for
this. I wish we
thing.
Had more time, but we
yeah.
are literally
we are out.
Out.
Thank you so much, John. Thank everyone for tuning in to us this morning.
And happy, happy, happy solstice. It is a great day. High energy. Enjoy each other.
Stay positively revolting.
Compassion rules. That's what I say. Coming up this morning, Veterans Voice. Veterans Voice, Northwest Vets for Peace, speak with Fred Branfman, author of Voices from the Plain of Jars, about the secret bombing of the Laotian people during the Vietnam War. More bombs were dropped in this area of Laos than were dropped in World War II. At 10 o'clock, hear Air Cascadia with Chris Andre. At 10:15, Flashpoints, global peace activist Kathy Kelly is going to be talking about Afghanistan. And Brian Terrell, Voices for Creative Nonviolence, will be talking about serving 6 months in jail for protesting drone warfare at the military base. There's so much more coming up after that, but I have to get off the air right now so you can start listening to that. And we'll be back next week, positively revolting as ever, with more progressive talk radio in the tradition that we've been carrying on here at KBOO 20 years.
Time is the destroyer. The wheel turns again and again. Watch out, it will take you through. And nothing dies forever. Nature is the renewer. The wheel turns again and again.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, where the time is 9 a.m. Stay tuned next for Veterans Voice. This morning, Marvin and Bill will speak with Fred Branfman, author of Voices from the Plain Jars, about the secret bombing of the Laotian people during the Vietnam War, coming up next, right after these announcements.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the third annual 2013 Closer Electronic Music Festival, which starts June 20th. Closer PDX is hosting this cutting-edge electronic music and dance festival with an unparalleled selection of local and regional talent and labels. The Closer Electronic Music Festival is being held on the inner sides of East and West Portland at many different venues. From the kickoff at Crush on June 20th to the Closer at Selwood Riverfront on June 23rd, there will be more than 50 performers and special guests. More information and tickets for this